corruption that's just going all around. We have like the alphabets just going all around. And we have like,
bro, this is the first episode, bro. This is the first episode. Bro, I told you Jesus came and did some things before he died. He didn't come to die on the first day, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I've not said anything like council worthy, so yet.
It's official now, and I would like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone to our kingdom podcast, which is called Surviving Babylon. My name is Jeffrey, and I'm out here with my brother Bernard. Introduce yourself.
My name is Bernard, aka Bernard for Reals. I'm basically like the co-host of Surviving Babylon and
Surviving Babylon.
We're a kingdom podcast and focused on like the kingdom action. Yeah.
Yes, because we're children of a kingdom, of the kingdom of God, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
So as you heard, the title of our podcast is Surviving Babylon. Now, most people will ask themselves, why Surviving Babylon? Bernard, why Surviving Babylon?
Why?
What are we trying to survive? Why Babylon? And why are we surviving?
Okay, so basically, yeah, because of the times we live in. I mean, this is actually, in more ways than one, synonymous with Babylon. Because, I mean, the corruption that is just going all around. We have like the alphabets just going all around. And we have like,
bro, this is the first episode, bro. This is the first episode. Bro, I told you Jesus came and did some things before he died. He didn't come to die on the first day, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I've not said anything like council worthy, so yet. But still. We all know the decadence that's going on right now is quite synonymous with Babylon. So we are just two guys, two Christian brothers, sharing our journey, trying to survive Babylon.
Yes. So basically, it's just that, in my own view, I think that we're out here, we're here trying to apply the things that are going around in our lives. We're just trying to give it like a biblical and spiritual perspective, how to maneuver through the life that we live in with a spiritual guidance. So that's why we're called Surviving Babylon. Yes.
Yeah,
so
we actually need to work on our theme song though.
Surviving Babylon. Surviving Babylon. So I feel like it's good when we introduce ourselves to our listeners or even viewers, you know? Yeah. And how we met and how we decided to come up with this podcast. Yeah. So you should just introduce yourself, Bernard. Introduce yourself to me. And to our people, to our listeners.
Okay, so my name is Bernard, aka Bernard for Reals, like I said before, because I like to keep it real. And I'm a medical student now.
You know, I never thought about it. I always thought about it. Why Bernard for Reals? So
are you serious?
Yeah, because I was like for reals? I was like, why Bernard for Reals? Like, I actually never thought about it, you know? I just assumed that maybe you like making reels or something. I don't know. Nah, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but not for reals. And yeah, so I'm a Christian. I've been thinking to myself like how long I've been in the faith, but I realized it's been a while actually. So while. Yeah, I've been in the faith for like 10 years apparently.
Wait, so were you not a Christian before?
I was a Christian, but I got serious with God like 2014.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
right,
I mean, my family was Christian. Like, we are Christian. My family is like it's Christian, but like, it's one thing to say you are a Christian. It's another thing to actually practice Christianity.
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
Yeah.
You know?
So
yeah.
I got like
that's why we're here, serious. Bro. That's why we're here because there are people that claim they are Christians, but they don't live the Christian life. That's the whole reason we're here. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. I've been in the faith for about 10 years and I'm currently in Poland, and yeah, I've been doing Christianity for a bit, and I met Jeffrey and we decided to actually start the podcast Surviving Babylon and share our experiences and how we're navigating like these, should I say, this evil world. Yeah. Yeah. So Jeffrey.
Oh, yes. My name is My name is Jeffrey, and well, I would say that I've always been a Christian because I was born into a Christian family, you know. But there's a difference between acting like a Christian and being an actual Christian.
What?
So I was acting like a Christian my whole life, but whether I was a real Christian, that was a question that I had to ask myself and answer, you know, to my creator. But within the past few months, there's been a life-changing experience where now what I'm trying to do is take Christianity as a full-time job, you know, like not act like a Christian, but actually be a Christian, you know, walk in faith, you know, not just posting Bible verses in my story and thinking,
yeah,
okay, that's all that it takes to be a Christian.
I'm good.
Yeah. So, yeah. And currently I'm in Germany, Deutschland. Yeah. So that's all about me for now. And yeah. So I think we should tell people how we met. How do we meet?
Bernard, how did we meet?
What was your... Okay, so I think maybe I have a different impression on how I met you than how you met me. Because I think I remember when I met you, I was doing my master's degree. I think it was in the beginning of my master's degree, and Adilson brought you over to our place.
Yeah.
And then I met you and we talked a little bit about God, you know, about what you call it, about sin. And I remember we had a conversation about fornication and masturbation, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, on that day, after I knew exactly that. So I was a person that I'll have to say boldly that I used to fornicate, you know, all the sexual immoral activities. I've done them. And at that day, at that particular day, I still had some immorality
intentions
in the evening that I had to commit, you know, some sexual immoralities that I had to take care of. So when we had the conversation about sexual immorality and masturbation, I was a bit conflicted, you know, because I knew that is this God trying to speak to me? What is happening? But I have to say, I let my fleshly desires take over my spiritual needs. Mm. So I don't know if you remember, but I told you that I had to leave because I had
I remember.
So I left to pursue my sinful activities, you know. But the whole time, this conversation was in my head. And I remember you telling me that you think that masturbation is even worse than fornication. So in my head, I thought, well, if he said that, then at least I know that I can stay away from masturbation. But you know, I said to myself, well, God, you know I'm weak. You know I'm weak. Like, you know, let me just do this, and at some point I'll repent. You know, this was a fool. Like, I was literally being a fool. You know, like thinking like a fool. But now, God willing, I said, God willing, glory be to God. Thank God for giving me wisdom. And yeah, but I actually enjoyed the conversation that we had, you know. And it was quite unfortunate because you were kind of leaving the next day, I think.
I was going to travel.
Yeah, you were going to travel the next day. And
yeah.
So that's my impression of how I met you. And I even took down your number, I think. Oh no, I think Adilson gave me your number.
It was Adilson. Adilson, yeah. I think he gave me your Instagram at some point.
Yeah. Because you reached out to Adilson. Yeah. Because maybe God gave you this mandate to go and try to repurpose this child, take him out of darkness, take him out of his lustful activities. Yeah.
Okay, my impression of you was that, like, because the time we were having our conversations, you actually knew about the Bible. Like, I got the impression that this guy actually knows his like his stuff. And like, we're giving, I'll say something, you bring up a Bible verse to like counter it.
I never knew. I knew the Bible. Like, this is the problem with a lot of Christians, you know? See, I was the type of person, I think if God wanted to like take me out anytime, he could, because I was actually thinking that I was playing with grace, because I knew exactly what I was doing. But in my head, I thought I was doing better, because not denying it. Like, I would sin, I would fornicate knowing that it's a sin, you know? I would fornicate knowing that it's a sin. And then I would think, well, wait, what am I doing? So at that time, I knew exactly. I never denied. Never in my life did I deny that fornication was not a sin. Never in my life did I not know that, hey, having sex is bad. It's not bad. I knew what I was doing. But the thing is, I think I was so far gone in my head that I thought, you know, in my head, I was being, there is something going on in my head that, well, if it was so bad, like, basically, I think I was just, it was just God's grace, bro. God's grace.
Yeah.
God's grace. So that's why I was just telling you all the things. Like, I was like, Bernard, you don't need, I'm the wrong target. The only person that can help me now is the Holy Spirit, you know? I already know about God. I know, but I'm like, hey, I never doubted the existence of God, but, you know, I don't know what was wrong with me. And I think a lot of Christians now, we have the issue. There are people that actually deny to justify themselves, to justify their sin. And there are people that think they know it's good. No, they know it's bad, but they choose the pleasure, you know? They choose the pleasure of the sin. It's
almost like what that story between Jacob and Esau. Like, Esau like chose the pleasures of like the moment to eat that porridge and forsook his bed, right, and stuff like that, kind of like.
Yes, and I think because God's grace is abundant, you know, something has not happened to us for us to like actually, you know, it's like if something bad would have happened to us in the course of our sin, then we would actually become more vigilant, you know. But God somehow does not allow anything to happen to us, because he's just giving us time. He's patient. Grace, God is patience. You know, God is patient with grace. And it's some sort of favor that we have, or some grace that nothing bad has happened to us. So because this bad thing hasn't happened to us, we think, oh, God is cool with it.
Yeah, maybe I can get away with it.
We think God is cool with it, you know. Had I, God forbid, gotten some form of like STD, uncurable STD, you know, God would have used me as a lesson to testify. This is what happened. This is what would happen to you if you don't repent, you know. Yeah. And sometimes this is what God can do. God can use our sin to glorify others, because if we don't want to repent, then God will be like, since you don't want to repent, I will teach you a lesson. I will use you to teach a lesson to other people, you know. And thankfully, God, thank you for not using me as a lesson. You know, I mean, he did in a way that I was saved by grace, you know. And now I think I can use my experience to, you know, maybe hopefully help others come out of this experience or this whatever thing that they are going through. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I keep interrupting you, bro.
No, bro, flow. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, but proceed with what you were thinking, bro. Proceed. You know that meme? There was this meme going on Instagram that when like couples start telling each other what they thought about each other, like the first time they met.
Yeah.
You know that? It's like they get excited. They're like, oh, tell me more. What did you think? Tell me more.
I've actually heard of something like that though, but I have not really seen the meme though, but I've heard of something like that before.
Well, I call everything comes out a meme. Like, describing the first time. Even if it's a video, I call it meme. So like, it's just like a...
Okay.
So yeah. But anyways, proceed, please. Proceed. Tell me more.
Tell you more. Yeah. I mean, the first time I saw you, I mean, you were still wearing the pearl necklace and the and the earring though. You're still forming Gayuski.
Hey, bro.
But I mean, we thank God for grace. Thank God for grace,
yeah.
Now, you took away the pearl necklace and you took away the earrings. Now you are... What's... Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, not outright. Wait, what did you say?
I said outright, but I don't know if that's the right word, you know.
Outright.
Bro, I studied law, but like, you know, I don't know if that's the right word, you know.
Maybe pious now or something.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, so, devoutly. So I'm trying to reuse, my body is a temple of Christ. My body is a reflection of my identity, which is in Christ. So basically, that's what I was trying to represent, you know. Yes. It was a personal experience that I thought, okay, well, the reason why I think it all depends on the reason. So the reason why I had all these things was because I thought, well, putting on a pearl necklace is going to get me more girls. Wearing earrings is going to make me look more appealing to a certain type of women that I wanted to attract, you know? So now that I didn't need that anymore in my life, I got rid of that thing that was forming my identity, you know, because I got an earring because one time some girl told me that, oh, you look cute with earrings, you know, like, you look so hot with earrings, so get an earring. Oh, pearl necklace, wow, beautiful. So, yeah, bro, so, you know, but now I don't need these things anymore in my life. So that's the reason why I don't really, you know, I don't really like associate myself with these type of accessoires, I would say. Yeah.
What? Accessoires? Is that a German word? Bro.
No, accessoires, like accessories.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I actually didn't know that. That was the other name, though. Okay.
Accessoires.
Accessoires.
Like, I don't know if it's like, I think it's a German.
It's German, yeah.
It's the French Germanification of the word, bro. You have to ask my German colleagues, my German compatriots.
Accessoires. Yeah. Okay.
Accessoires.
Okay.
Yeah.
All is good. I mean, we didn't actually plan to do like an episode, but this is kind of like giving like an episode.
Bro, this is good, bro. This is good. So I don't know if you know, but at my university, they had like this. They had like this. This Instagram page called Groningen Students Confession. And in this Groningen Students you don't want to go there. Groningen Students Confessions. They had like this form where people could type like sending anonymous like confessions, right? So basically, we could have something like that. Where people can send like a form,
anonymous,
where people can send like
stuff,
anonymous like concerns, remarks, things they want us to talk about. If they want to join our podcast, if they want to help us, or they want to, what do you call it, just join one day for a discussion. Yeah, so we could do that. I think that's not that hard to develop
a form. I mean, if it's on Instagram, I don't think it'd be so difficult. It could just be ask me anything.
So it's like, it's like a form.
Yeah.
And then you put the link on Instagram.
Okay.
And it's like linked to your Gmail account. So whenever like someone, something like that.
Okay. So then it's just going to be like the questions without the person's name. Yeah.
People can also be unanonymous if they are bold enough.
Okay. No problem. No problem. Yeah. We're gonna work on that. But yeah. But for now, I mean, guys, if you wanna like reach us, just put it on the comment section, and hopefully by the time you listen to this, the form will be ready. And yeah, you just go on our Instagram. My God's grace is gonna be around by the time you hear this, and then you click on the link and you click the form and type whatever thing you want to discuss on this podcast, and we'll share. I will not say that every single question or every single something will be answered, but the ones we can actually get to.
Exactly.
Yeah, just a disclaimer, yeah. So,
exactly.
At some point might get a bit overwhelming, or so just in case you did not see your question like discussed, I'm just apologizing beforehand. And we and also Jeffrey too. Hopefully, we're apologizing beforehand.
Actually, you know, I think today I was thinking about it. This is like one of the most exciting things I've ever done, because I've always asked myself, how can you contribute as a child of God? How can you contribute to God's kingdom? How can you contribute to, as a believer, how can you contribute to reaching, you know,
people for Christ? Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is like, you know, I feel like, I feel like this satisfies my yearning to do something for Christ. And I hope and I pray that God will bless this, and this Amen. Will be satisfy also God's needs.
Amen.
And you know, so I'm happy that we're doing this, and I hope that this comes off positive to everyone that listens to this. And you know, we're just here to, you know, help contribute, you know, in bringing God's kingdom on earth, you know, because when we pray, we say, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's why we're here, you know, to make sure that God's will is being done on earth. We're not perfect ourselves, you know. I'm not that guy. I'm just saying, I'm not that guy, but we are striving and I'm trying. I've been in situations where, you know, I think people that saw the way I was living actually questioned what kind of Christianity that I was living in, you know? Yeah. I had a discussion with a friend, actually.
Bro, your mic.
Oh, I had a discussion with a friend, right? And I was talking to my friend and I was telling him how I live a different life now. You know, and you know, it's hard for people to believe because they know you differently, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard for them to believe because they know you differently. But I don't think my point is for me to convince them of how different I am. I think the actions will show, and whatever I can do to help them also, you know, transform their lives is what is important. And then he told me that, so I told him myself that, you know, before I used to post like Bible quotations and stuff, but you know, the quotation that I would post was just quotations that I would call them selfish quotations, you know, because I think that's how I would refer to them. Because as Christians, we take, when we see like a Bible verse, right, we just take the literal context.
Yeah.
So something like Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, that is still one of my favorite quotations, but I didn't know the actual meaning behind Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In my head, I thought I could conquer the world because I'm a Christian. I thought I can do everything. And that's the only thing that I thought that meant, you know, Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. But Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 means going through all the things that comes with being a Christianity, going through all the hardships, going through all the difficulties in life, you know. It also includes going through all the good things in life, you know, with all the aspects. Yeah. I just chose the one side of the part of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. Being like, oh, I'm out here, I'm better than everyone because I'm posting the Bible verse in my Instagram story, you know. And yeah, and then my friend told me, like, you know, because I know you and I know what you do and I know how you live, I never believed all the things you posted in your story, you know. Wow. I always ask myself, what are you doing, you know? And it made me really sad because I was like, wow, this is how being, claiming a title is really important, because you're not just doing it to yourself. Others are also looking at you and thinking, well, he claims he's a Christian, you know, and look at how he's acting. I was basically a hypocrite. So, the point is, my goal is now to testify
of the
and help others, and help others, you know, repent and transform their minds from such thinkings. If people think or thought the way that I used to think, it's time for a transformation of mind, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Freedom.
I mean, freedom. Yeah. And what you actually said, should I say, it actually brings, it exposes the fact that most believers, even I myself, we tend to focus on the promises and, should I say, disregard the conditions. Because every promise that God actually has for us as believers, there are conditions. There's always a condition like this. In life, even in the Bible, you can't really get anything for even salvation. You first have to still believe, even though it's free, you still have to believe. So there are conditions to promises, and most of the times we tend to focus on the promises and disregard the conditions. And yeah, so now when you were talking about that, it really made me think about that. And also you also talked about the fact that, should I say, accepting the brand, yeah, or rather the term Christianity and not really acting the way we should act as Christians and stuff like that. It's actually the thing that a lot of people actually do that. I know a lot of people that actually do that. And yeah, anytime I look at you, I'm actually very happy. And I'm never like I'm really, you're like really, you're like a really, you're like a big, I'm really happy actually, because I'm really happy.
Yeah. I just pray that I'm not a hypocrite, bro. I just pray that God just knows and just keeps me, because you know, I might be saying all these things and, you know, and there are always moments of weakness. So my prayer is that God just strengthens me all the time and help me defeat temptation at every instance, you know. I just want to be strong and I just want to keep going. And now I can use the term, with God, all things are possible. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I can keep on going, you know, because I have Christ. And that's the right way to use it, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not like I'll not study for an exam. I'll go and sin, fornicate. And then when it's time for me to write the exam, I'll post the Bible verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is out there thinking, my son, that's not how it works.
You know?
Yeah. And sometimes you may pass. And then you'll be like, oh, glory be to God. I can go back and do all these things and still come back and use this. But God is just
probably
watching
you. Mercy, actually.
Mercy, you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We out here, bro.
So, guys, what are you expecting from us? So, basically, we're going to be talking about Christian. This is the Christian podcast for a start. And we're going to be talking about, like, things that the youth, because, I mean, as you can notice, we're quite young people. And we're going to be predominantly focusing on, like,
young and handsome, issues, bro. Don't young forget, face, young and handsome,
young and handsome men.
Young
so,
and handsome man.
I mean, we're gonna be predominantly focused on, issues that young people face, like us. So we're gonna be talking about fornication, adultery. At some point, we're gonna talk about LGBTQ. We have to talk about that, bro. We have to, but not just now, but at some point. You know, like you said before, Jesus Christ did not just say he was going to kill himself immediately. Yes.
Yes. In a very constructive manner. In a manner that reflects the principles of Christianity.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. So, guys, I don't know how long this introduction will actually be when the editing is done. But, yeah. Do you have anything else to add, Jeffrey?
Well, what I have to add is that next week, do we have a topic for next week?
Guys, for our next episode, we're going to be talking about, what is the line between judging someone and correcting in love? Yeah, maybe you have a friend, a brother, a sibling that you know what this person is doing is bad, but you don't want to go off too judgmental. And at the same time, you don't want to you don't want to be too judgmental. Yeah.
You want to stay within the confinement of what the Bible says about not judging, and also at the same time not associating or not tolerating sin. Because as Christians, we should not be tolerating sin.
Bro, but the Bible also don't give spoilers though. Don't give spoilers into the podcast though.
No podcast.
Give me highlights.
But we shouldn't also be judgmental. So what does that mean? What does the Bible mean by do not judge? What is our Lord and personal Savior means? Do not judge.
Do not judge.
Do not judge.
Do not judge.
So
what does that mean?
If you guys have any remarks, any ideas, any personal conclusions on that, then please feel free to let us know.
Yeah, but until then, that's basically the topic for our next episode for you guys to look forward to. We're going to be talking about judgment or correcting in love. Yeah, that's actually a good title, judgment or correcting in love. Don't you think? Yeah, so yeah. I believe we're done, are we?
We're done. Surviving Babylon.
Bro, you know we actually forgot to pray though.
It was actually in my head, you know. It was actually in my head. But let's just pray to. We can pray to end it. It's fine. We can pray.
Okay, Let's pray to end it.
We can pray to end it. You want to pray? Pray. Let's end it, bro.
Okay, I'll pray. Father Lord in heaven, we thank you. We just want to thank you, Lord, for it's a successful episode. Okay, introductory episode. Father Lord, we ask you, Lord, to give us the grace to go on, and we also ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of every single person listening to this, to want to follow you more and want to do your will. And we ask, Lord, that any seed that was planted today, after listening to this podcast, we ask so much that you water it and allow it to bring forth fruit more than 100-fold, Lord in heaven, Lord. All just ask of you, Lord, just by some mighty name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So today we survived Babylon.
We survived in Babylon, yeah.
We survived Babylon today.
But guys, catch us. You're going to come, by God's grace, you're going to catch us in your ears and hopefully on your screens every Wednesday. So this is season one. I don't know if we'll do seasons, but like this is season one of
episode we'll one do seasons, of we'll do seasons.
Surviving Babylon. And without further ado, I'm Bernard for Reals, and
it's me, Mario. Nah, bro, it's God's servant, Jeffrey. You know, yeah.